96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Morning Blend on Guardian Radio 96.9 and streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. I'm Dwight Strawn, joined now by our show regulars Alicia Hart and Lester Cox. And it's time to talk about what's in the news today. In the news, yesterday we saw three parliamentary secretaries sworn in Government House. Anthony Moss, the MP-elect for Exum and Ragged Island, who is now the parliamentary secretary for the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources. Cleola Hamilton, the MP-elect for South Beach, who is the parliamentary sec in Foreign Affairs and Immigration, and Bamboo Town MP-elect Renwood Wells, who will be at Works and Urban Development. And, of course, those three joining the 21 cabinet ministers and ministers of state appointed last week. Prime Minister Perry Christie talking about exactly what they're going to be required to do.
You have been placed in positions to assist your ministers and in the implementation of the work that is assigned to you, and to make your ministers' work easier as a result of the work that you will do in furtherance of that ministry. And so I please implore you to recognize that we are now facing very serious times in our country, and that as soon as you finish here, you go to work and we begin the process of moving the country forward.
And, of course, today is expected to be the first meeting of the cabinet ministers. And they've got a lot of work to do. Yesterday was their, for many of them, their first day in the office, getting to understand what are the requirements of their ministries. And it's going to be a very interesting road ahead. Let's hear what the Prime Minister had to say about what's expected to be the priorities in the meeting today and from henceforth.
Well, obviously, as Minister of Finance, I will have to bring to colleagues' attention what we have found, the state of the economy, and which will guide us in the next 2-3 years. And that is the defining actor. Getting to also indicate to cabinet ministers how I would expect them to function, the lines and levels of accountability, that sort of discussion. But the most important thing is an examination of the economy, and we've promised very quick and effective action on crime. And so in terms of setting up the structure of our fight against crime, I expect that to be addressed as well. The Minister of Works, the Deputy Prime Minister, has just gone into office for the first time today. So he's mandated by me to advise the government on what he has found. The Minister of State for Finance is doing the same thing. So we have to prepare immediately for a speech from the throne on the 23rd, and also a budget debate is looming around the 30th of the month. So everything is going to happen very, very quickly, and the country will have an opportunity to hear us and to see what, in fact, the state of finances, the level of concerns about the roadworks, and the approach we propose to take to those works.
No pressure, eh?
None whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
Smooth sailing.
No, it's going to be intense. I think it's going to be intense. And again, the public eye, everybody's watching so closely. Just try to see if there are going to be any similarities to what has happened before and if this is a different administration.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the first test. I think Christie has passed the first test. The first test was the appointment of the cabinet. I think he got an A- for that. I think he did a very good job with that. I mean, last time, I think he stumbled with that. I think 21st century politics is going to be a lot different than politics as we know it. He said something that I thought was very interesting. He said that the first thing we're going to do is we're going to see what there is, how things are. So, I mean, you know, the story is going to be very important. So, I mean, the story that he tells in terms of what he found and what he did is going to be critical, because at the end of the day, what you will find over the next 3 to 6 months, you will find competing stories. And so, you know, it's important for him to get this part of the story absolutely right. We found X, Y, Z. And then, of course, you know, the FNM is going to come back and say, no, you didn't find X, Y, Z. And then where we go from there. You see a similar thing playing out in the United States. In 2008, Barack Obama found the economy in a certain way. Now it's 2012. People have pretty much forgotten what he found in 2008. So he's being judged on 2012.
Right.
And so Barack Obama really didn't get that story right in 2008. And he tried to correct it in 2012 by bringing out this little video documentary. So I think for this Christie administration, they need to make sure they absolutely tell the story of 2012 so that the voter always remembers it.
Well, it's time for assessment. We definitely know that. Whenever they assess something, they will come back and give us what their assessment is because, you know, in the game of politics, there's always a blame game, firstly, and then you face the reality that it's all on your lap. It's not what would have happened in the past. It's what you have to do for the future.
Yeah, how long can you blame
the
previous administration?
No, it's not so much. I mean, I don't think it's not so much blame. I think it's you have to keep your story straight. Because the voters are expecting you to do things. They expect you to do what you promise. But, I mean, you have to do things in the context of competing stories.
And you must avoid the blame game. Understand that the story is as it is, and your responsibility is very clear. You're given a mandate by the people to go ahead and do it differently and do it correctly. And that's what they have to stick by. Do an assessment. Make sure the assessment is done swiftly. Tell what is need to be told. And then work towards fixing what needs to be fixed. There's a lot of work to be done. He spoke about accountability and looking at the economy and crime. Those three things are enough for the government to last at least, I would say, 2 years, just working and focusing on the economy and crime alone.
Yeah. And I think what you do and how you do it is just as important as your story. Because, I mean, I think at the end of the day, people are expecting a narrative, and I think in the last Christie administration, I mean, the narrative was in my mind. I don't think the narrative was clear. He needs to also transition from this whole concept of belief to governing. How do you govern with this whole belief concept?